for the first time in 70 years, there could be salmon above the Grand Coulee Dam. That's according to leaders from the Confederated Tribes of the Colville. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, the tribe's Natural Resources Department plans to move the salmon by truck above the dam in early fall.
When the Grand Coulee Dam was built between 1933 and 1941, it effectively blocked salmon from traveling to the upper reaches of the Columbia River. But Cody Desitel says that could change early this fall.
So there was a lot of legwork that had to happen beforehand, like risk assessments and feasibility studies and habitat assessments to know if we brought those fish back, would there be any negative repercussions? Most of that work is done. All of that work is said it will not, so now is the time.
Desitel directs the Natural Resources Department for the Colville Tribes. He says the plan hangs on one last federal permit from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. For years, the tribes have been looking for a way to return salmon above the dam. Michael Marchand is the chairman of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville.
When I was younger, I didn't think I would see those things.
He says his grandmother once pointed out the spot where his ancestors used to fish.
One time they lowered the water to work on the dam, and I was just a young child, and she said, "That spot on that rock in this island is our family's spot." And then I was thinking, like, why is she telling me this? This dam's going to be here for 1,000 years.
The dam remains, but if the final permit is approved, Colville fish managers will trap salmon at their hatchery and drive them around the dam by truck, where they'll be released back into the Columbia River. The tribe will keep track of where those fish go. It's the next step in a decades-long process to reintroduce a viable salmon population on the river. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.